Building a company from nothing is freaking hard. Us entrepreneurs are expected to deal with unimaginable challenges and somehow keep a cool head through it all. This is The Art of Entrepreneurship, and I'm your host, Jackie Hermes. I grew my company, Excelity, from 0 to 7 figures with no partners and no funding. The Art of Entrepreneurship is a show where we cut through the BS and dig into what it actually takes to start and grow a company. If you give me your time, I promise it won't be wasted. Now let's get to work.
Hello and welcome back to The Art of Entrepreneurship. Being a kind leader doesn't actually mean being nice all the time. It doesn't mean being passive, avoiding feedback, being non-confrontational. I think that is something that a lot of people actually get wrong about leadership. All of my favorite bosses that I've worked for in the past weren't the ones that were just nice. They were actually the ones that were kind, and at the same time, they were smart. They were strong. They weren't afraid to give it to me straight, but they were really thoughtful about how they did it. They took my feelings and my perspective into account. I think that's another big thing that leaders often miss. Their direct reports are people too. Right? They've lived their own experiences, and that experience creates the lens that they see the world through which they experience situations at work and through which they receive the feedback that you provide them. And the only way that you can really understand their lens, that lens through which they see the world, is by getting to know them, by asking questions, by asking how they view a situation and understanding how they want to receive feedback. If you have been listening to this podcast for a while, which I hope you have been, you probably think that I've never had a problem with conflict, but actually that couldn't be more true. In my younger years, I always thought I had to be strong because I did not want to be a passive woman. I never wanted to be walked on. I didn't want to be bossed around by men, and I didn't want to be an accessory. I think at that time, it was a lot more accepted and a lot more popular for women to be maybe looked at as more of an accessory. And I guess that's a negative way to say it, but it's something that I observed in life, and I didn't like that, and I didn't want to be part of it. And I took that too far, and I ended up being what I think was overly confrontational. I didn't know how to stand my ground tactfully. I didn't know how to state my case in a way that people could actually hear me. I think I probably had decent things to say, but I was like a bull in a china shop. And it served me fairly well through school, though I definitely think I alienated some people. Like on the positive side, I was often a leader. I was always the one getting things done. I was the first JV cheerleader to move to varsity. I ended up being a captain of that team. I led school projects. I was the leader at my first internship, and so on and so forth. And at the same time, I can think of a number of specific instances when I was told that I needed to stand down, and I alienated friends too. I distinctly remember showing up at a wedding maybe 6 or 7 years ago, and there were a lot of people that I met and was kind of friends with my freshman year of college there. And they all took that opportunity when they were getting drunk to inform me of how scary I used to be. And I was like, oh man, was I really scary? I guess I was. I definitely was a lot more confrontational and a lot less calm and tactful at that time in my life. And then I ended up going into the professional world, and I got smacked down. I went in the opposite direction while I was trying to figure out how to be tactful. But in that process, the more I grew, I think the more fearful I became of conflict and of giving feedback. It's like the more high stakes a situation becomes, the more nervous that I became. And of course, in hindsight, that totally makes sense, because as your position grows, as your authority grows, your words matter more as a leader. People analyze the things that you say. You can't just say things off the cuff and think that it doesn't matter, because it does. I remember as an entry-level employee or as a younger professional analyzing and kind of nitpicking every single thing that my bosses at the time would say or that coworkers would say, and analyzing, do they like me? Do they not like me? Was I doing a good job or not? And now people are probably doing that to me. And I have to look at how my words are landing and what their perspective of my words may be. It's taken me a long time to try to figure out how to be straightforward and be kind at the same time. And this really starts with how you talk to yourself. I know that probably isn't what you want to hear. You want some quick tips to get it over with and learn how to give good feedback. And that's not how it works. You have to learn how to be kind to yourself and give yourself reasonable expectations and also be honest with yourself so that you can openly communicate and honestly communicate with other people. So first, let's talk a little bit about how to do that. You definitely have to take stock of where you're at right now. What are the stories that you're telling yourself and what are the things about yourself that you believe you can't change? What are those things that you're like, well, that's the way I am, so people just have to deal with it. I hate that. Actually, I remember thinking that about myself in my earlier years, and now I realize that everything is changeable about yourself. If you want to be a different person, you absolutely can. I think a lot of us, especially women, are labeled. You can be labeled bitchy or aggressive, and maybe you're just straightforward, or maybe you are a little aggressive. You can be labeled difficult. Maybe you're just challenging the status quo, or maybe you are kind of hard to work with. You can be labeled bossy. Oh my gosh, I heard the bossy label so many times growing up. Maybe you are a future leader that needs to channel your efforts like I was, and you could be being bossy. Maybe you're being labeled emotional or sensitive. It is very easy to get this label when you are expressing emotions, because expressing emotions in the workplace is often frowned upon still today, even with this conversation going on for the better part of a decade about bringing your whole self to work. It's still not happening in most places, even though lots of workplaces are trying to get better at it. Or maybe you're labeling yourself superficial and you're trying to meet the standards that are placed on us by society. And this is men and women. There are so many standards and expectations of what people look like when they are successful, and you could be consciously or subconsciously adopting them. Whatever negative labels you are applying to yourself, you have to change them. You have to rephrase them and decide how you want to channel them into something positive. It is possible, and it's not easy. We have to decide also which of these labels are labels that we've given ourselves or that other people have given us that are untrue, and which are labels that are actually kind of true and that are people actually giving us feedback, maybe not in the nicest way, that we have to do something with. I've talked a few times on this podcast and on LinkedIn, if you follow me there, about the three people that you need in your corner. That is episode 118. So go back and listen to that. The three people that you need in your corner to succeed. And one of them is your truth teller. I can't remember what the exact word for that person is. But for me, I had to hear it from people that were close to me that I needed to change in some ways. And there were certain traits that were holding me back and that would continue to hold me back if I didn't change. And not only did I have to be willing to hear those words, I had to be able to take that feedback and do something with it. All right, y'all, it's shameless plug time. I want to take a quick break to chat with you about Excelity, my full service marketing agency. For the last 12 years, we've been working closely with B2B software and service companies. Now we are expanding and looking for growth stage companies with a bold vision, but maybe lacking the marketing strategy or resources to get there. Or hey, you might have resources that just aren't working out. We definitely see that all the time. At Excelity, our team gets results and we have a ton of fun doing it. I'm sure you can tell that from listening to this podcast. So if you or someone you know is a fit, check us out at excelitymarketing.com or reach out to me directly on LinkedIn. Now let's talk a little bit about how to do this with others. The very, very, very best thing that you can do to be both a straightforward and kind leader is get really good at both soliciting feedback and giving feedback. I was talking to Jenny Whedon, who, if you've been listening again to this podcast, you've heard her a number of times here. She's the co-owner and president of Excelity, and she told me, maybe even last week, feedback used to feel so hard for me, and now it's so natural, it's almost an everyday thing. that is how it has to feel for you if you want to be a straightforward and kind leader. I've talked about this topic a lot, and I pulled a number of podcasts that I'm going to read off to you that you have to listen to in order to master this, and I'm going to put them in the show notes for you as well. So episode 240 is How to Make Lasting and Personal Cultural Change, starring Jenny Whedon. 236 is Sometimes What You Think Is Kind Is Actually the Opposite. 195 is The 3 Best Pieces of Advice I've Ever Received. 191, Take Charge of Your Professional Development with Jenny Whedon. And 153 is Feedback is a Gift Even When It Sucks. Isn't that true? And it does often suck to hear it. Now, if you don't immediately go and listen, this is what I can say about feedback for you right now. First, it is imperative. It is a requirement that you learn how people want to receive feedback. It's not about what makes you comfortable giving feedback. Yes, you have to get comfortable giving feedback, but as a leader, it's your job to adapt to what will make other people comfortable receiving and hearing and really internalizing and doing something with that feedback. If you give feedback, but the receiver is not in a place where they can hear it, it will completely fall on deaf ears and your efforts are moot. It will not matter. So you have to understand what's going on in their life, how they prefer to communicate, and how you can give them feedback in a way that's going to land with them. You also cannot skirt around the issue. I have been guilty of doing this, and I still want to do it sometimes. We all have this tendency to be like, this is the feedback, and you're doing such a great job in these other areas, and you know, I'm giving you really a little tiny bit of feedback, but mostly a pat on the back. And then they walk away thinking, oh, it's not really a problem, and I'm actually really great at my job. And when people then get to some kind of disciplinary action at work, they're surprised by it because you have curbed the feedback so thoroughly that they didn't think they were getting feedback at all. I can't tell if this is a Midwestern thing or if it's just a being really terrified of giving straightforward feedback thing, but I see it happening a lot in the Midwest especially, and it has to stop. We have to be really straightforward about feedback and you cannot skirt around it. By the time someone gets like an official warning at work or gets into some kind of disciplinary action, they have to know that it's coming because they have received a lot of feedback leading up to that moment. And it's up to you to make that really obvious for them. Now, remember that clear is kind. So make sure that people repeat feedback back to you. Put it in writing for them after the conversation. You have to hold them accountable and you have to hold yourself accountable. And this is uncomfortable. I know, but we all have to remember that people actually do appreciate structure, even though structure can sometimes feel a little micromanaging. There is a fine line between giving structure, guardrails, boundaries, and micromanaging. And it's up to you as a leader to figure out what that is. It's actually worse when you give feedback and then a week later you pretend it didn't happen. You don't hold them accountable. You don't hold yourself accountable. And then the behaviors go on. You are confusing your team. You're confusing yourself and you are going to let toxicity fester. All right, that's it for today. Go listen to those podcasts, especially if you are short on time, listen to the ones with Jenny. 191, Take Charge of Your Professional Development is full of gems. She is the queen of personal development and she's taught me so much in this area. And I know that you will learn from her too. If you learned today, and I know that you did, please share this on social. Feel free to tag me and I will repost it. I would love to hear from you on LinkedIn as well. What were your lessons? Tag me in them or send this podcast to one person that needs to hear it. And I will talk to you next time.